7 after the hour, the Thursday Doug Stephan Good Day program is the 10th of January from the studios in Stephenville, Texas of KTRL and KXTR on the campus of Tarleton State University. We're going to meet Dr. T. Lindsay Baker, who is on the faculty here at the university. But first, we have our professor of savings, the queen of cheap. Roberta, what are we going to get later on in the hour from you regarding our big deals of the day?
Ah, we're going to tell you how to get a free bagel and schmear from Einstein Brothers Bagels. We'll tell you all about that. Also, how to get free photo calendars. Skittles! I love Skittles. We're going to tell you how to get them for free. And a free $25 restaurant.com gift certificate.
Nothing better than free Skittles.
I love free Skittles.
I'll have people, nobody's going to move a muscle wanting to get those free Skittles.
You got to hang out. Tell you how to do it.
With Roberta in just a matter of moments. Right now, though, I want you to meet Dr. T. Lindsay Baker, who is one of the professors here on the campus at Tarleton State University, which is basically one of the Texas A&E colleges. A&E, where'd that come
A&M.
From? A&M.
Isn't that a TV network?
A&E is a TV network, right. Exactly. So, Dr. Baker is the author of Gangster Tour of Texas. Actually, why don't you put your headsets on, Dr. Baker, because Roberta Fasanelli may jump in here. By the way, this book, as we become intrigued by it, is available at bookstores and, as usual, at Roberta's favorite, Amazon.com.
Yep.
Dr. Baker has written a number of books on Texas and Southwestern history, including Adobe Walls and The Birth of a Texas Ghost Town. He holds the W.K. Gordon Endowed Chair in Texas History here at Tarleton State. So in this book, Gangster Tour of Texas, what are you sharing with us? Gangsters, we could think of the old cowboys as gangsters, or is this more up-to-date cowboy
stuff?
Well,
this is more up-to-date. This is 20th century Texas history, and it begins at the start of what we view as the gangster era when Prohibition began.
Al Capone, the relative, or if you will, the comparative of Al Capone, only Texas style. Is that what this is about?
Well, to some extent, that's right. And it goes through the middle of the 1950s when the Texas Rangers closed the illegal casinos on the Gulf Coast at Galveston.
Really?
Hmm.
The illegal casinos.
Oh,
how could you build a casino and not have it? I mean, it must have been going on.
By greasing the right palms, of course.
Right. Now, what he just said, gentlemen and ladies, rat palm means right palms, right? That's how he translates that. All right. So let's draw a picture for people as to what was going on here. We all remember the movie Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
Is this the kind of stuff that
this
we can visualize?
This is exactly the kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This is exactly the kind of thing. The book that I wrote dealt with what we call organized crime, and the Texas statutes say that it's any activity in which two or more people conspire to break the law for personal gain.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell the stories of 16 criminal enterprises based on greed.
Well, you could be writing this book today.
Oh, indeed I could.
About what's going on, right?
It's much easier when the principals are dead.
Yeah, okay, so nobody can sue you that way.
Or shoot me.
So Galveston was an example. That's on the coast. Texas is the biggest state in the Union other than Alaska. So where else were these enterprises going on?
They were anywhere that people were and where there was money.
Yeah. So that'd be everywhere.
Everywhere.
Now, because this is a big, even then, at the earlier part of this last century, oil had started to become a very important factor.
Oh, absolutely.
Boomtown everywhere, so there was lots of money.
Yes,
so
indeed.
The temptation must have been...
Even in hard times, in the Great Depression, the East Texas oil field was discovered in 1930, became the largest oil field in the world, so there was plenty of money around to spread.
All right, so Bonnie and Clyde actually did come out of this era.
Absolutely so.
Where in Texas are they from?
Both of them grew up in Dallas.
They did?
They were born different places. Families moved to Dallas. They went to grade school in Dallas. Bonnie Parker's grade school still stands in West Dallas.
And is it a historical thing, or when the kids go to school, they know they're
building today?
A storage building.
But it still stands.
Uh-huh.
So how did they meet, Bonnie and Clyde?
They grew up in the same neighborhood.
okay.
And they were both visiting a young girl who'd been in the hospital, and there was a friend of theirs, and they met while they were visiting their friend who was ill.
So
and the romance began.
Do you dig around into the histories, the families, what would have made these characters and others that you write about follow the path that they did in their lives? Do we get that from
In a number of instances, I've met the descendants of the people involved and heard the stories as they've come down within the families and within the communities where the events took place.
Mm-hmm. So the essence of some of the other characters, everybody knows about Bonnie and Clyde, who was not as famous but equally as proficient in pulling off some of this stuff during this era?
Well, probably the most proficient were the Newton boys, who were four brothers who were express car robbers and bank robbers from Uvalde, Texas.
There's a movie about that.
There's indeed a movie about them. Yeah. Absolutely. And they staged the largest express car robbery in the history of the United States at Rondout, Illinois in 1924, where they stole $3 million
Whoa.
In 1924 dollars.
Some proud Texas families involved in that.
No.
So what is there, I mean, you look at some of these other characters, I guess I would like you to enumerate or name some of them. Always what people think gives credibility to these stories is if somebody makes a movie about them. So
well,
are there any other these people that were involved in the history and that you write about in the book that have been made into, their stories made into movies?
Not the particular stuff, but Machine Gun Kelly staged his very last major crime in Texas. He and his gang kidnapped Charles Urschel, the richest man in Oklahoma, and carried him down to Texas to his wife's in-law's farm northwest of Fort Worth and held him for ransom in 1933.
They successful?
They were successful in getting the $200,000 ransom, but they didn't realize they'd kidnapped a man who had photographic memory. Yeah. And his remarkable memory led lawmen to the place where he was held.
So it reminds me of a scene in the James Bond movies, the James Bond, where they put a cover over his head, and yet it was Sherlock Holmes. I remembered every bump in the street and every
exactly
nuance
the same
of the trip.
Story. Yeah. In this case, they put adhesive tape over his eyes.
Really?
So, exactly the same story.
All right, Dr. T. Lindsey Baker is here. He's a professor at the Tarleton State University here in Stephenville, Texas. He's written a number of books on Texas history. Have you always taught here, or have you taught elsewhere?
Taught other places and worked in museums elsewhere. Have been here for the last decade and been very pleased with the decision to come here.
Why?
Because of the quality of the students.
Really?
I've got students off of farms and ranches who still know how to work, and they make wonderful students.
You know, that's interesting. There's a sideline. There's an interesting story in and of itself. A lot of us talk about where the country is going because there doesn't seem to be motivation, at least the stories that you hear in the popular media, all about people that have nothing better to do with their time than follow the life of Kim Kardashian or Justin Bieber or that kind of stuff. But you don't find that to be the case. So is it because in this area, Stephenville is an agricultural area, and this A&M College is basically the A&M system, this is the agricultural college. So is that why people that come from the farm, I don't know how much you know about me, but I am an agrarian. I have a dairy farm, grew up on a farm, been around cows all my life. So I understand and identify with this atmosphere. And so I guess I'm wondering if that upbringing is what brings people to charge, as you've suggested, to be better at any enterprise, including academic.
Well, my experience is that when you've worked as a young person, you'll continue working as an adult. And these young people that I have in my classes, for the most part, do indeed work.
What's life like for a professor like you who's writing books, the old business publish or perish, Do you still feel that pressure? Because you've certainly got tenure. It's not like this is your first year on the job.
I do research and writing because of a personal desire to expand human knowledge. Mm-hmm. And the printed page is the way that I learned how to do it. Now, if I was a young person, I might be reaching different audiences in different ways. But I'm proficient in this way, and it seems to work.
Using the new media, you mean?
That's right.
The tablets like I have in front of me and all that good stuff?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you use that, though, in the classroom? There must be a call to use the new technology.
There are all manner of opportunities, such as my students using original documents over the Internet from the Library of Congress so that they can read those original documents themselves.
Really? And see, this is it, Roberta. There's so many different ways to learn. Mm-hmm. And so many there. My daughter is a college professor, and her husband is too at UCLA. And we have these conversations all the time. I've taught on the secondary level and the college level. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy the atmosphere. It isn't enough of a challenge for me because I have a mind that goes in 87 different directions. I'm not suggesting you don't have a great mind. We all have different things that we want to do. And I think I use this platform that I have nationally kind of as a teaching mechanism. We have a lot of fun here. But I also have, at the end of the day, usually several points that I want to make about what's going on in the world. And as you said, there are different ways of making those points. And, you know, you can have a bully pulpit. You can be a prof in front of a number of students. I use the bully pulpit reference as a reference to politicians, perhaps, in most instances. Or you can do, as you have here, right now, your students, are they impressed with the fact that you're a well-known author? Does that give you gravitas?
In the classroom, it typically does.
Is it? Yeah.
It typically does because...
Some people would come to your class because they want to take the class from you.
In some instances, and in others, I'm able to refer to the research and original sources in the course of the lectures in order to emphasize the points that I'm making.
Yeah. All right, so gangster tour of Texas with all kinds of pictures and maps, how to find original crime scenes and hideouts. This would be a good tour. This would be fun to get on a bus and bring some people around, it seems to me. So the book is available in bookstores and Amazon.com. Dr. T. Lindsay Baker on the staff here at Tarleton State University. Nice to have you on. Good day. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, sir.
Our buyers negotiated the best deals of the season on the best floors, and they're all priced to move at Lumber Liquidators' January liquidation sale. Our best laminates and vinyl wood plank are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood, one of America's most popular hardwoods, is just $2.69 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. These deals will not last. January liquidation sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find your local store.
Guitar Center's January clearance sale is the treasure hunt musicians wait for every year. Score premium gear from major brands at unheard-of discounts. We're talking about jewels from Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, Roland, Pro Tools, Shure, Apple, and more. Up to 80% off list. And this week, a wealth of incredible new deals just arrived at Guitar Center. So stop by and walk out with a gem you've always wanted at a price you only dreamed about. Hurry to Guitar Center's January clearance sale and claim your treasure before it's gone.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la. La, la, la,
apply
la,
new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La, 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 la,
Chapstick,
la, la,
apply
la,
happy.
All right, so there's a judge here in Texas, Roberta, that has ruled that a school can force their students to wear locator chips. That's the story that will carry the day, not only here in Texas, but around the country. There's a lot of discussion of that. You can check out the story behind the story at DougStephan.com. It's 21 past the hour on Good Day. Roberta and Doug here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Quintessential Rod Stewart song or not? At 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Rod the Mod, born this date 1945, the fifth son of Robert and Elise Stewart. He had a happy childhood, Roberta, doing what he did best. He played soccer and he sang. He excelled in playing soccer and he was actually the captain of the school soccer team. And on his 14th birthday, his father bought him a guitar. Yeah. That was the start of something pretty big. Music auditions emulating British and American folk artists convinced him that he needed to play a harmonica as well. So he started out professionally with the Ray Davies Quartet, which I think was the birth, I think that was the original group that became the Kinks later on, if I'm not forgetting something. They didn't like his scratchy voice. They liked his playing the guitar and his harmonica, but he wanted to sing, and they didn't like it. So when he was 18, he had his hair spiked. He became Rod the Mod, went from folk music to rock and roll, and then he sort of played a little R&B as well. He was back and forth. A lot of popular music artists started out doing one thing and then did something else. He was in the group Faces. Most people remember that. And then he went solo in 1969. First song was the one you heard there, Maggie May. And then the next hit was Tonight's the Night. And then Do You Think I'm Sexy? Have I told you lately, I love you? I don't think he's sexy at all.
Not
I don't see
all.
What women see in guys
oh,
like him
my goodness.
And Mick Jagger. I don't see
well,
what there is.
Especially now. You know, I've seen him recently, and it's like, I think he scared my daughter, Victoria.
Really?
She looked at me, she says, Mom, that's scary.
He attracts these women. He's married some of the most attractive women that you can imagine. Anyway, he's had all kinds of awards. He's got a Hollywood Walk of Fame star. He has sold 100 million records.
Wow.
He's been singing and performing for five decades. And he plays in a senior soccer league in California where he lives.
A senior soccer league.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. All right, let's get to the Queen of Cheap and find out what bargain she
She's
has.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster dump.
Wow, wow, wow.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Let's go, Roberta.
Okay, so, you know, I'm from New York, and anything like a free bagel and a schmear. And if you don't know what a schmear is, well, a schmear is like some cream cheese. But we can get you a free bagel and a schmear at Einstein Brothers Bagel with any coffee purchase, and we tell you how to do it. Snapfish is one of those online photo sites. They have a deal going on. Buy one calendar, get two free. They're photo calendars. These make incredible gifts, even though we're already into January. Doesn't matter. Grandmas and aunts, they absolutely love this stuff. So you buy one, you get two calendars free. Skittles. You can get a free regular size bag of Skittles at Murphy USA. We have a special coupon for you in order to do that. And this is a great deal from Shopkick. Shopkick is a terrific shopping app, and you'll get a free $25 restaurant.com gift certificate just by signing up. It has like mobile coupons and rewards and stuff like that you can put on your smartphone. And just go sign up. You'll get a $25 restaurant.com gift certificate, so you can't beat that. And all of these wonderful deals and a lot more, a lot of evergreen-type deals, you'll find at DougStefan.com. Just scroll down to the Queen of Cheap section. You'll see my smiling face, and you'll get to save mucho buckos.
Left-hand side of the homepage, the Queen of Cheap box, the deals from Einstein Brothers. You got to know Roberta, as she said, a New Yorker. Got to find those bagels. All right, coming
bagels
up in the next
shares.
Half hour, a report from the Consumer Electronics Show. Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn, if we played our cards right. Plus, we'll talk about the People's Choice Awards from last night and whatever else is up Roberta's sleeves. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Morgan James, singer and Broadway actress, has just released her debut album, Morgan James Live. While this album is a tribute to Nina Simone, Morgan draws influence from a wide variety of artists and musical genres. We talked with her recently, and she spoke about her influences and her passion for musical discovery.
Well, you know, I think that it's my job to be a student of singing, both of technique and of listening. And my musical taste and influence is ever-evolving and cumulative. You know, when I was a kid, my parents brought me up on a strict diet of 60s and 70s music, so I was brought up on Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And then I, on my own accord, when I was about 10, found opera. So I was listening to Don Upshaw and Joan Sutherland, Renee Fleming. And, you know, a great interpreter of song is a great interpreter of song regardless of genre. So I really admire, you know, Ella and Nancy Wilson, Sarah Vaughan, Carmen McRae. Tierney Sutton is one of my heroes in terms of arranging because she really is a part of the band. She's really an instrumentalist with her voice, which I admire. But it's really my job to listen to everything. You know, it's funny because when someone will mention a singer or an artist or a version of a song that I don't know, I feel embarrassed. I go immediately go home because I want to know every version of a song that I might want to record, or every new artist that sang something really special vocally. It's my job to know them.
Morgan James, vocalist and Broadway actress, speaking about her new debut CD, Morgan James Live. Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural health care industry.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Today's Doug Stephan Good Day program from the studios of KTRL and KXTR on the campus of Tarleton State University in Stephenville, Texas. The Doug Stephan Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is with me from her stead in New York. And joining me now from Las Vegas, or joining us now, is Mr. R. McFadden, who normally is here on the Good Day program. But he and Jennifer Horn have traveled to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. So I want to start the conversation out, Richie, by playing you something that Bill Clinton said. Apparently, I don't know, did you see him the other day when he was delivering his address? All right.
The only William I saw was Will I Am, but I did not see William Clinton.
All right.
Will, I am not the president.
Will, right. I am not the president, exactly.
All right, so here's Bill Clinton talking politics at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
I grew up in this honey culture, but this is nuts. Why does anybody need a 30-clip, a 30-round clip for a gun? Why does anybody need one of those things that carries 100 bullets? Gun Colorado, one of those. Half of all the mass killings in the United States have occurred since the assault weapons ban expired in 2005, half of all in the history of the country. So I hope that former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords and other people who have stepped up after the Newtown tragedy will have some impact on this. Do there need to be some home guards in some schools where there's a high crime rate and the kids themselves may take weapons to school? Absolutely. But it is not an excuse not to deal with this issue.
So I'm trying to figure out why Bill Clinton was there delivering And this is a legitimate conversation to be having, but I wonder how much more conversation about this sort of thing. There are so many different, representations, Richie, at the Consumer Electronics Show from pretty much every walk of life. We use technology, and there are all kinds of things. So I wanted to get an overview from you as to what you've seen in the last couple of days, the highlights. But I also was just sort of intrigued that Bill Clinton would show up and use the opportunity to talk about gun control, which is not really something. I mean, is there any technology at Consumer Electronics that would be wrapped around guns?
I've seen a lot of home security technology, but I haven't seen anything that really directly relates to guns, so I don't know why he would have brought that up. Yeah. And it's funny, you know, we heard a lot about Snooki being here.
Snooki's there?
Tebow being here. Yeah, Snooki was here.
Yeah.
We heard a lot about Will.i.am and LL Cool J. I did not know Clinton was here.
Really?
I had no idea, yeah. And so, I even get these little, I got the CES official app, and it kind of just, like, gives me little alerts when something is starting or going on that he may be interested in. I did not see anything about Bill Clinton speaking anywhere.
Isn't that interesting?
So, that is very interesting.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, this is my first time here, and I really didn't know. I have a good idea of what it is and what's here, but I didn't know when I came. I was like, okay, what's there for me? Because in the radio industry, I just think obviously we need to be ahead of the curve on technology. So this is consumer technology, and I wanted to see what some of the stuff is for.
When you say consumer technology, you're talking about things that that aren't necessarily applicable, but we might talk about the stuff on the air, but we wouldn't necessarily use them to bring people a better program, or would we?
Well, and that's part of what I found is some of the broadcast equipment that I really was interested in seeing, they do not have here. But a lot of the consumer stuff, I spent an hour at the Nikon thing yesterday just playing with their new cameras and looking at some of the new features on their cameras. And, just some really neat stuff is coming out. One of the cool things I saw from Nikon is on some of their new digital cameras, they have this, everybody, your phone is now your go-to camera. You've always got it in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you're taking pictures.
I'm even using I'm surprising everybody with pictures that I'm sending from the trip of Charlotte doing this, that, or the other thing, or maybe taking an item and taking a shot of it and emailing it. This is like this is the brave new world for me.
Yeah.
Very good. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you.
So then I also have this nice 35-millimeter camera that I've had for, about 10
that's
years.
The one you used to take pictures of me the other day?
That's it. That's the one. That's a nice big camera, right?
Yeah, it is a nice camera,
The problem with that camera is that I have to go take it and hook it to my computer with a cable, download all of the pictures, then I can upload them to Facebook or Twitter or whatever it is. Well, now they have just this little Wi-Fi dock that plugs into your camera, and it automatically sends the pictures from your Nikon camera to your phone.
Hmm.
And then they can go right up to Facebook from there. And I was like, this is great.
Cool.
This is what I've been looking for.
Who figures this stuff out? That's what I always wanted.
Well, people want stuff to be convenient now. They want stuff to do stuff on their own without them having to do it. So this is all part of it. I mean, when I take a picture with my phone, it automatically goes to my Flickr or to my Snapfish account. I don't even have to tell it to do it. It just automatically does it.
So now that technology is coming to your high-end SLR camera.
It's just beyond imagination.
It's very cool.
So this sounds like it sounds like the CES is just like one big, like, how would you say, just toy shop for adults.
It's the biggest Best Buy you've ever seen in your life.
You can just play with stuff, right?
I walked through one building, and there are just rows and rows and rows of iPad accessories and iPhone accessories. And let me tell you something, walking through this thing, one thing is for sure. Samsung is a nice seller, the Galaxy Samsung phone,
mm-hmm.
but the iPhone is king. Because
really?
There are so many booths here with just iPhone this, iPad that, accessories.
Let me ask, can you buy stuff there, or is it just looking at it? You can buy stuff, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
At retail or wholesale? That's what Roberto wants to know. That's the underlying question. Do you buy it at retail or wholesale? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the people that sell the accessories are, you know, they have like a, you know, stands with, you know, 10 of them hanging on this and 10 of these and 10 of that or whatever. And it's retail. There's no cheap prices on this stuff, so. Doug, one of the things that I saw that I knew that would just crank you up, this is so cool. So one of the vendors was selling kid sit on toys. So it might be an inflatable dinosaur, or it might be an inflatable car, and your kid can sit on it or in it. And then the handlebars within it hold an iPad.
Oh,
and
really?
You can sit on this toy and play with the iPad while sitting on the toy. Well, the thing that they had, when I just looked at it, I went, oh, my goodness. And the first thing I thought was Doug would be apoplectic if he saw this.
Yeah.
Is a potty training motorcycle type thing. So the kid sits on the potty training thing, and then there's handlebars, and then within the middle of the handlebars, there's a place for the iPad, so the kid can sit and learn to go potty while playing with the iPad.
Good
God.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to stay there today, so tomorrow morning, shall we have another report? Are you leaving today or tomorrow? When are you?
No, we are both leaving today, and we will be back in studio tomorrow morning.
All right, so we'll have an update on it. But the one thing I saw that I thought might intrigue you were some of the electric cars. General Electric had worked with General Motors and with Ford and Chrysler, I guess, to a certain extent, to have these new electric, new pickup trucks and vehicles. They're not, but the ones that we've seen so far, the electric cars, have been these little things that, you know.
There was a Rolls Royce in there, an electric Rolls Royce.
Really?
And, and it was slick looking.
I bet.
And there are lots of cars that have all kinds of new electronic devices. There was probably 20 within the course of walking around the three buildings, 20 Shelby Mustangs. And each one of them might have, you know, a different stereo system. And some of the stereo systems that they had in these things, it's like home entertainment systems on a 20-inch computer screen right inside the car.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was it's very cool.
Very cool.
You know, one of the things that I did see that I didn't like that I thought would be cool is they have a Bluetooth keyboard that you could carry around in your pocket for your iPhone or your iPad, and it's just a little cube that you hit the on switch, and it connects to Bluetooth to your iPad or your iPhone or whatever it is, or whatever your device is, and then it projects an infrared keyboard on whatever tabletop or desktop you're sitting at. So it's a virtual keyboard with the red infrared letters being projected onto the tabletop.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is pretty cool.
And you can type on it and it goes onto your phone?
And you can type on it and it goes into your device.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, I got to try this.
Right.
And it doesn't work at all.
Really?
Yeah.
It was
sure to come
bad.
Across things that are not going to work. That's what I mean. These people are there to sell whatever people may want to buy. It's just always you play with it a little bit. All right, Richie. So we'll check. You'll be back tomorrow, and so we'll get more.
I know what you bought there.
Lots of beer.
Yeah, that's what he bought.
Yeah, a few, just a couple of beers.
Did you win any money?
And then I went gambling last night.
There you go. All right, Richie in Las Vegas, it's 16 before the hour in a moment. We have the winners from last night's People's Choice Awards here on Good Day.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
TaxAct is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Guitar Center's January clearance sale is the treasure hunt musicians wait for every year. Score premium gear from major brands at unheard-of discounts. We're talking about jewels from Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, Roland, Pro Tools, Shure, Apple, and more. Up to 80% off list. And this week, a wealth of incredible new deals just arrived at Guitar Center. So stop by and walk out with a gem you've always wanted and a price you only dreamed about. Hurry to Guitar Center's January clearance sale and claim your treasure before it's gone.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la. La la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels.
All right, so Jennifer's not here to do our television update, so I'll invite you to do one of two things. Listen to me for a minute. You can check out all the winners from the People's Choice Awards listed at DougStephan.com. The Hunger Games, Roberta, did great when it came to the award totals. I think it was named Favorite Movie, Favorite Action Movie, Favorite Movie Franchise.
Wow.
Jennifer Lawrence, Chris Hutcherson, Liam Hemsworth had fans... favorite on-screen chemistry. The People's Choice Awards is all about that kind of stuff. By the way, you're listening to Charlotte Have a Drink.
Is that what that is?
And just in case the thirsty girl, she needs to have a drink, right? Everybody has to have a drink.
She is the loudest, sloppiest drinker. Listen to
no,
her.
She's not. She's just, well, she's taking advantage of that large tongue. Anyway, Katy Perry won three awards at the ceremony. Fans select the winners in categories spanning music, movies, television. She was the fans' favorite female artist and pop artist. Her video for Part of Me also won. The Big Bang Theory won for favorite network TV comedy. Let's see here. Other TV honors went to Supernatural, best sci-fi fantasy show. Castle won for crime drama. The New Normal won for new comedy. And Grey's Anatomy won as Best Network Drama. Taylor Swift was the, she got the award for Favorite Country Music Artist. Robert Downey Jr., Favorite Movie Actor. Emma Watson, Favorite Dramatic Movie Actress. The Wanted for Favorite Breakout Artist. I don't know who they are. Anybody know who they are? The Wanted? Do I sound like I don't know what the heck I'm talking about? Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston won Favorite Comedic Movie Actor and Actress, and Maroon 5 took away the award for Favorite Band. The singer Jewel is going to join me here in the studio in the next hour. For those of you who want to stick around, maybe we'll talk about some of the awards that she's won. Meanwhile, I've got my own award winner, Roberta Fasanelli, here with me on Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program from the studios of KTRL and KXTR on the campus of Carleton State University in Stephenville, Texas. Time now for our weekly visit from the host of the Money Pit Talk Radio program. Every weekend, Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti spend a couple of hours of their time and your time helping you remodel your home, repair your home. They have all kinds of ideas and solutions for problems that you may have. There are a lot of people who are talking about the outcome of what really happened after the storm, the insurance company screwing. I don't know if there's anything new, but at any rate, that's one of the trending topics on the MoneyPit.com home improvement website. So we'll talk about how to make sure you have the right insurance that you can afford on your home. Coming up with Tom Kreitler in just a moment here on Good Day.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today. today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it.
TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Hi, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Find it at MoneyPit.com. You can find him by going to DougStefan.com. You see his picture in the contributors box. You can click on that, and you find all the big news as it affects you and what you're doing at your home. This time of year, there's lots and lots of focus. Actually, well, the weather is always a big story as to how it affects your home. The story from Staten Island this week, Roberta and I were talking about this, the essence of a story, Allstate Insurance refusing to pay a claim, and now this husband and wife have gone public with it. The damage to their house was a complete loss, $284,000, I think, and the roof is where it started. Roof blew off in the wind before the big storm, and so that's all. Allstate says, we only have wind coverage on your home. You have no flood coverage, and your home was destroyed by the flood. Well, it was and it wasn't, but here they're using the pictures of this house to promote on their television and print ads how wonderfully well they've taken care of their customers, and the people that own the house are wild about it, so they've gone public, so they look pretty foolish. And I guess I just wonder from the lessons point of view, Tom, how people make sure they have the right insurance that's affordable, where do they go?
You know, the problem here is not so much having the right type of insurance. It's getting the insurance companies to do what they're contracted to do, which is to pay the claims. You know, these insurance companies are crying poverty now, but I interviewed a former head of the insurance department for the state of Texas who told me that these scenarios have been long, long ago planned for. These guys have the money socked away for catastrophes such as Hurricane Sandy or even bigger, but they're just not paying it. So, unfortunately, you've got to fight, fight, fight. And how do you do that? Well, going public certainly it helps a lot. But filing complaints with the Department of Insurance for the state that you live in when you have a claim that's not being paid is really critical, because the insurance companies must respond to these complaints, and the insurance departments put investigators on them. And also, I think it's a really good idea, especially in these large claim situations, to get your own public insurance adjuster, somebody who works for you that can fight the insurance companies for you on their terms. They understand the laws and the policies just as well as the insurance companies do, and try to get this thing resolved. It's not easy. It's unfortunate, and I certainly hope the government holds these guys fast on it.
Yep, absolutely. I've heard a couple of times this week the best thing to do is get a public adjuster, a public insurance company adjuster. Tom
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.